They're falling short at repentance. So they may preach the blood of Christ, mm-hmm. shed for the remission of sins. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you have to repent, right?
Right.
Turn from your sins toward the Lord.
Right.
Forsaking your life, pressing on in toward Him.
Sure.
Well, a lot of them fall short on the repentance. You're not calling people out of the world.
Mm.
People are still part of the world.
Sure.
Because if you're called out of the world and you repent, what happens then? What is like one of the key things Jesus said must happen to enter into the kingdom of God?
You have to be a Jesus follower, change your heart. I mean, what
you
do
have you... to be born again.
Born again. Okay.
John 3:3. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're a born again child of God, your whole life changes, right? If you're changed from the inside,
sure.
everything on the outside changes, right?
Right.
And then you want to follow in holiness and obedience. Mm-hmm. We want to obey all the scriptures in the New Testament that Christ had. A lot of the old is brought into the new.
Yep.
But in the New Testament that Christ started, the new covenant, the blood covenant, mm-hmm. and then we got to keep doing that till the day we die. A lot of people think that once you're saved, you're always saved. That's a lie. Okay.
100%.
Glad to see that you see that. But let me help you out. Flip the card over, and on the back is a bunch of lies that man-made religion is teaching, like Christmas, Easter, feminization, entertainment, worldliness, sports, politics. Everybody that goes to the churches is still involved in them. We go out on the streets. We stand outside religious places. We go to big events. We go in the gutter. I mean, we travel in our vans here. We sleep in Walmart parking lots because they let us.
Okay.
And Cracker Barrels. And we minister to the homeless.
Okay.
So we broad brush everybody. We minister to everybody to get them into the truth. But you know who the hardest people are to get to see the truth?
Christians.
The religious people.
I know.
Because they're clinging to all those things on the back.
Yeah.
You know, Revelation 22:14-15 says, and in Revelation 21, if you love and practice one lie, you can be left outside the gates of heaven. And you see on that card, there's a whole bunch of lies.
Yeah.
And I can see that your church isn't teaching you the biblical truth either. Can I help you on something?
Sure.
And then I gotta stop because you're a man, I don't want to teach you. But I'm just showing you what's on that card. Mm-hmm. That's their card. Mine's in there because I didn't have one on me. But we link our websites together. We both teach the same. Our husbands are over there.
Okay.
I forgot what my point was.
You were maybe going after one more thing, and then you had to turn him over.
Oh, I know what
men.
It was.
Yeah.
If you were discerning, I'm trying to be nice here, you probably would have tested us out before you wanted to donate to our ministry. Because we don't want to just donate to any ministry that could possibly have a false gospel. Now, we're preaching a biblical gospel. You agreed to it.
I do.
But most of them don't. Like I said, they fall short on repentance. Even your religious place isn't necessarily teaching you that. And I can tell that because of that. And also, I'm just going to step in here, give you something to think about. Because I don't know if we're going to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you if you want to go deeper. God's Word teaches men and women how to dress at the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If we're a born-again child of God, that starts in Genesis, that God shed blood to cover Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an archetype of Christ's blood shed for us.
Right.
And so God has commands for men how to dress, commands for women how to dress, because you can see we clearly don't fit in with the world, right?
Sure.
And so those are just a couple of the things, and then a bunch on the back of that card that I was trying to show you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage you, go deeper. It looks like you obviously have a zeal for the Lord.
Sure.
But don't let man-made religion stop you and deceive you. Go deeper past that. And our husbands would love to hear from you. That's their website. You can find ours at don'tperish.com. You can see it on the van here.
Okay.
We were just taking care of some business here when you pulled up.
That's great.
So.
I was driving home on the way to work,
uh-huh.
on the way home from work. And like I said, my organization, my company that I started 6 years ago,
uh-huh.
we take 10% of our revenue. It's like what I feel like God is calling me to do. I also obviously tithe. The Bible says 10%, first 10% needs to go to God.
You might want to look at that. That's Old Testament, not New.
Okay. Well, that's what I interpreted it as, and I believe that, but
can I help
doing...
you? I think Peter talks about not having a private interpretation. There's only one God, one Savior, one truth, one body. We're all supposed to speak the same thing. So one of us would be wrong. We would welcome you to test us on that. On the tide, that's just one thing. And the other things that I was telling you, because there is only one, right?
Sure.
If we all want to speak it, right? Because we'd love to hear from you, because one of us is wrong then. We can't both enter into the kingdom of God if one is wrong. If we practice one lie or one unrepentant sin, Revelation says we're going to be left outside the gates of heaven.
Okay.
That's pretty big, right? Ananias and Sapphira,
sure.
Acts 5, 1 Corinthians 11, in the head covering chapter where it instructs women to wear head coverings, right in that same chapter is Lord's Supper, that God is killing people and making them sick because they're eating the Lord's Supper unworthily.
Sure.
I'm just giving you a few things to think about. Our husbands would be happy to go deeper with you on them. If you truly have a love of the Lord, and if the Lord is really moving you to do that, the Holy Spirit's going to have you go deeper and further in there. So thank you. We appreciate you stopping now.
You're welcome. Well, bless you. I hope that that everything goes well for you. I just felt like the Lord was telling me to stop and give you this because I have that money in my truck for specific things. I gave $40 to a homeless man this morning, and just this what it's for. We set it aside specifically for God's work.
Well, maybe
so it can be anything. It's just
maybe
whatever.
He had you stop to get some more truth to encourage you. Look past what you're being taught. Test your pastor.
I will.
Thank
you.
It's all about your soul.
Okay. Yep.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.